Welcome to this podcast in the Smart Science series by Adiseo.
Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Sloan. I'm here today with Dr. Dan Lucchini from Adiseo. We're visiting today with Dr. Danielle Coleman, Adiseo's new ruminant research and innovation science manager. Before joining us, she was actively involved in some research on our behalf, which she will describe for us, which she has presented this week at the 2001 annual meeting of the American Dairy Science Association. Daniel, can you take a minute to tell us about the research that you have been carrying out recently?
Yeah, thanks for the little introduction. So I'll be talking today about some of the research I did at the University of Illinois, which was focused on the effects of rumen-protective methionine supplementation during heat stress and how that can impact liver metabolism. And so when we look at methionine, we know that its supplementation during the transition period can improve dry matter intake and milk production, as well as improve liver metabolism. Now, during heat stress, we haven't looked at methionine as much, but we know that during heat stress, intakes and milk production will also be decreased, and there's going to be alterations in metabolism. And so based off of what we know in transition dairy cows, those areas are all places where methionine could be beneficial during heat stress. And so therefore we hypothesized that methionine could have beneficial effects on liver metabolism during heat stress. And so the objectives of the two abstracts from ADSA were to investigate the effects of methionine during a heat stress challenge, and looking first on the response of liver tissue explants to lipopolysaccharide, or LPS, and then secondly, to look at effects on antioxidant signaling and methionine metabolism in liver tissue.
Thank you, Danielle. This is can you tell us what did you find after this work that you did?
Yeah. So just a little brief overview of what we did. This is pulled. This was part of a bigger project, which has already been published. And we did use 32 lactating cows and fed them a diet either with methionine or without as a control. And then they were exposed to either thermal neutral conditions or heat stress conditions using electric heat blankets. And so what we observed, and when we look at the liver tissue explants, there was very few effects related to the lipopolysaccharide. However, we did have some interactions between methionine and heat stress. And so specifically, we observed an increase in the abundance of proteins in both glucose and antioxidant metabolism in our control cows during heat stress compared to thermal neutral conditions, indicating some disruptions in metabolism. However, that increase during heat stress was not observed when we supplemented rumen-protected methionine. Additionally, when we look at enzymes in methionine metabolism, we observed a similar trend. And so again, those enzymes, their activity increased in our control cows during heat stress compared to thermal neutral conditions. However, that increase did not occur in those rumen-protected methionine cows. And then additionally, when we look at the associations between milk yield and enzyme activity in metabolites in one carbon metabolism, there was a positive correlation. And so this suggests that greater cycling of methionine metabolism will be associated with greater milk production.
Danielle, these results are really interesting, and looks like you did were very thorough in looking into many different points at certain points into the metabolism of the cow. How do you interpret these results from the 30,000 feet?
Yeah, so these results really suggest and reiterate the fact that heat stress is going to cause disruptions in metabolism, specifically in glucose, antioxidant, and methionine metabolism, making these cows more susceptible to disorders and things such as oxidative stress. However, the ability of methionine to limit changes in metabolism in terms of protein and enzyme activity really suggests that those cows are better able to maintain normal metabolism and liver function during heat stress. And so this is really important because if by using methionine, we can have this capacity to prevent metabolic disruptions during heat stress, this can really support greater production in our dairy cows.
Well, thank you, Daniel. These obviously were well-planned and thoroughly conducted trials. And it's very nice that you did this because it expands our knowledge on amino acid nutrition. So essentially, the next question is, what does it mean for the dairy nutritionist or farmers, and how can they apply to them? And to me, the results corroborate the published papers, the published results in the Journal of Dairy Science that show that lumen-protected methionine help maintain milk fat and milk protein during heat stress. The finding of these studies confirmed that the cows exposed to heat stress show disruption in the liver glucose, antioxidant, and methionine. This did not occur in the lumen-protected methionine cows, suggesting that the cows not fed lumen-protected methionine might be more susceptible to the oxidative stress. So at the end, I think it would be valid to conclude that the cows were able to maintain high levels of glutathione. They would eat more, produce more, and be homeostatically less challenged.
I couldn't agree more, Dan, on these conclusions. And I think, we want to get into more practical benefits of this research. One of the concerns in the past has been, in fact, the opposite. Would heat stress as a stressor override perhaps the potential benefits we normally see to methionine? But if anything, we are seeing the contrary. In fact, the methionine has an additional benefit on metabolism during heat stress, so we'll be able to maintain levels of performance and, in this case, levels of health and eventually effects on reproduction that are very important. So we will certainly, from this work, advise the people we work with to continue to feed methionine at adequate levels to meet requirements during the hot, steamy days of summer for maximum benefit. So if anybody is interested in reading in more detail Daniel's information on our two abstracts, this can be found at www.adiseo.com.
Thank you. This concludes the Smart Science Podcast by Adiseo.